Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming from an altitude of 5,280 feet with the first podcast after episode post Mile High 7. We're grateful to be here with you. And if you are listening to this podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or all the many podcast channels as this is downloaded around the world, make sure you hit subscribe. You never want to miss an episode of Mile High Tick. Today, I am so pleased to have on this episode the student contest winner for Mile High 7. The Mile High, we always hear, have a student contest and a doctor speaker contest. Alec Verkelin Brogan, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right. I'll get it right by the end of the podcast.
That's pretty good.
He's been to 4 Mile Highs, and this is going to be a great student perspective on Tick and Mile High. Welcome to the podcast, Alec.
Thank you very much. And that was a really good job with my name.
Was it close?
It was close. It was very close.
All right, good. Very close. Well, first of all, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad that you've been to Mile High 4 times now, and glad to see you grow through your chiropractic process. First off, let's start with this coming off this past Mile High. How was Mile High 7?
Mile High 7 was truly beautiful for a number of reasons. I would say one of the primary reasons is the leveling up of community. With everyone that came from our school, there's like this really awesome, palpable energy that's present that we're all carrying from it. And I think it's actually sustained even our academics to a degree. Definitely created a whole new level of integrity in the web of our community here. So that's been awesome.
That's outstanding. And that's part of our vision, is to see that happen in all schools and chiropractic, you know, Mile High be a force for good within chiropractic's future, which is our students. So, And also that being said, what was it like to be on stage for the first time at Mile High?
Yeah, so it's interesting, you know, as many people know, stage fright is one of the top fears for all across all of humanity, supposedly, right? That and like death.
Right.
And I gotta say, I mean, I enjoy speaking in general, but it was such a supportive environment that I literally felt carried.
Awesome.
I truly felt carried. The field is so rich. And, you know, it was just amazing to go up there and just share who I am, my heart, and my vision. And, yeah, I'm still buzzing from it. It was awesome.
Awesome. And people raved about it. It was great to have a first person ever to be on stage with a guitar. So you've got that. You've awesome. Got that title. Nobody can take that away from you.
Great.
and you know, to see that it really is a community impact, Mile High. So that being said, let's help people get to know you. Oh, actually, one more thing on that. Would you recommend, because you entered for the speaker contest, and we do that each year, would you recommend people entering that in the future?
I do, yeah. And I would say, you know, the best thing to do is to just get energized and really tap into what your message is, just as a chiropractor and as just a person that has something to share and a vision, and get out there and make a video and just, you know, trust the process.
Yep. Step up. Now that being said, let's help people get to know you a little bit. What was your background and drew you to the world of chiropractic?
Yeah. So that's a big story. So just to be concise, my life really changed a lot when I was around 16 years old. Just a total major shift in perspective and perception, really, of just life in general. And that actually originally put me really into a deep curiosity around the Vedas, which is, you know, yoga and the theory of. and just really learning a lot about just the brilliance of life. And I got myself into some intense situations, some health crisis, even a spiritual crisis, and I ended up finding network. And it radically changed my life to the degree that I had no choice. I had no choice but to go to school and study network. And in doing so, I found out that we have a philosophy ourselves that is on par with really any other philosophy that's come through on this planet. That's what I consider a perennial philosophy of just an emanation of just the truth. And so I've just fallen deeply in love with chiropractic and being able to bring this beautiful philosophy and actually ground it into the body. It is just an unbelievable gift. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Outstanding. And being a LifeWest student, right? You were a Sherman student, LifeWest student.
Yeah.
You were a leader of a club, the network club at Sherman, at Life, LifeWest.
Yeah, both. I served on the board, actually. I actually served on the board.
Okay, leader of that at both Sherman and LifeWest. So you've been a person that's been very engaged as a student. There's people that are more engaged with the process and philosophy and step up to leadership roles or in that capacity. So seeing that from that perspective, what would you recommend to people that are now in school looking back on the school process?
Yeah, wow. Wow. That's a really
let's keep it positive on that note.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. and you know, there is a lot of positivity, and that's very genuine. I would say that my engagement specifically with network is one of the primary things that carried me through school. And it's also allowed me to graduate with inspiration, vision, and energy. I've got fuel, I'm lit up, and you know why? It's because the thing that I'm going to school for is the thing that's healing me. Step by step, it's been with me every step of the way.
I just want to say that again, because that's a powerful statement. The thing that you're going to school for is the thing that's healing you. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of chiropractors that's true for. So, but maybe not said it that concise. That's a great message.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that really is one of the gifts and, one of the topics that my intention was to share at Mile High in my speech is that we have the gift of living our lives in congruence with what we do professionally. To me, being a chiropractor is actually an invitation to having a whole new depth of life. I mean, this idea of tone, it's like that's a way of life, is experiencing life on a tonal level. What does that mean? I mean, that to me is the invitation of being a chiropractor.
Yep. And so a little bit more, your background, education, other than chiropractic, let's share that with everybody.
Sure. Yeah. So I went to a school called Naropa University, which of course, you know, because it's in Boulder.
We get a lot of Naropa students in my office.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's so much my heart. I mean, that place was a true blessing for me. And I study, you know, and it's interesting. I study classical Indian raga music. I also study jazz and Western music, but I went to school for the sitar. And one of the things I noticed with Indian music is each raga conditions the space in a certain way. And then, you know, there's this quality that music has, that tone has on conditioning the field, which of course you know better than most of the people on the planet. And, you know, it's just so amazing to hear the same vernacular and these same concepts that have been around for thousands of years in music, but apply to the beauty and the brilliance of the body and the nervous system. And so there's a lot of coherence there. So I studied the sitar, and I also studied Vedic philosophy, theory, and practice. And that's not so much the type of yoga that people think about in the West of twisting your body into a pretzel. It's more about studying the art and practice of union, of it's one of consciousness. The yoga means to yoke the self, other, you know, the mind, the body, the soul, all these things. So, you know, that's the way that I came into chiropractic. So naturally, I'm a little more philosophically oriented by nature.
That's cool. That's interesting because actually for myself, as I was getting introduced to chiropractic when I was in undergrad,
You were a science guy.
I was studying philosophy.
But in
a more undergrad traditional setting than Naropa. However, still a thought consciousness into upper mental, you know, expansion at that point in my life to discover chiropractic was like, oh, this is what I, you know, envisioned in terms of life, you know. So, that being said, what's the role of consciousness in chiropractic? Because that's a topic in philosophy and in those studies around that we just discussed with Naropa.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for that awesome question. For me, this is really at the crux of really the next step that we are taking as a profession. And the realization that ultimately there really only is, at least in my experience, this unified field. And so to recognize, and this is also what the talk was about for me, it was called The Emerging Generation of Chiropractic, a Mile High. And it's about this next step in our evolution has everything to do with the way that we live our life. Because every choice that we make is in agreement, in a relationship with the field, with this grid that is foundational to everything. And so the adjustments that we make, the contacts that we make, are the way that we hug our children is intimately connected with the adjustment that we make in the office, because we are a full statement of our being in every moment, you know? And so it's, for me, that's why I'm so excited to be a chiropractor, because every moment of my life, I know I'm on, you know? And it's like, there's this new level of accountability, not only in my professional life, but in my spiritual life. And not to use a charged word, but just even in, it doesn't have to be spiritual, for me it is, but even just my responsibility to humanity. They're not separate as a chiropractor. And so for me, that's a grounded way that consciousness is inextricably connected chiropractic, because everything we do has an impact on the adjustments we make.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the adjustments we make have an impact on everything right. We do.
Well, nice, very cool. Perfect.
Right? It's all connected. And when you realize, this is, if I were to say, there's a message that I have for students, because I have a feeling that a lot more students may watch this particular episode. If I were to say a message for students is to realize now, looking back on practice 20 plus years, actually 22 years of practice at this point, understanding that practice is really the being in private practice as a chiropractor is really the ultimate mirror, because it's really a reflection of you and your success, your impact, your ups and downs are really a mirror of what's going on in your life and in your world. And you know, focusing on your growth is crucial to be able to help grow others. And that's what you're doing as a practitioner. You're helping others grow. You know, you're not fixing them or having them have less of something they don't like. I mean, well, some people, that's their focus. But, sure. You know, a chiropractor's focus in the Mile High vision is that you're helping people, facilitating their next level of growth and their next level of reaching for more and experiencing more in their life.
Awesome. Yeah.
And the more you're tuned into that as compared to your needs, and you're trying to fill your needs, the better, the more fun and more impact and successful you'll have in chiropractic in all quadrants of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's so beautifully put. It does seem that if we could set our vision, and at least for me, I'll say that this works for me. When I set my vision on something larger that I'm building, there's this constant invitation, right, for me to do more. Instead of diminishing, how can I get back? It's how can I actually be supported in building and evolving.
Right. Yes. So now, what have you noticed about this emerging generation of chiropractors? I'll tell you, you know, from my perspective, there's a lot of people that are 10, 20, 30 years out that are concerned about chiropractic's future. So what have you noticed about the emerging generation of chiropractors?
Yeah, so I think that actually I'm so happy that you said that last piece to preface this, actually, because that is totally in relation to what I'm seeing in this emerging generation. We're in a time of major instability. And within that, there is this really inspired group of souls on board, of students that are coming in that have just this deep need to live chiropractic. They're not here to be a part of the chiropractic profession. Of course, that's a part of it, but they're here to live chiropractic, to have the philosophy be the way that they breathe, you know, to live in a way that's congruent with the original vision. And by all means, not all of them, not everybody that I've been in school with shares this, but at least here and at Sherman, and with specifically with the network community, but also there are many others as well. When we hold that space, people show up and they are there because on a soul level, they're there because they have no other place to be in that moment. And there is a soul level calling to really keep alive the flame of TIC, you know, of what we call TIC is this principled, philosophically based, vitalistic, salutogenic chiropractic. And what I've noticed is that this emerging generation, they're here for that. And I mean, it's like a palpable difference. I don't know if you've experienced this. When you sit with someone, you can feel when they're tapped in to, and they're threaded into this like animating force, you know, like they're lit up, and you feel that quality around these students. They're curious and they're hungry for a genuine connection to the original impulse, the original, you know, intention of chiropractic itself.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. And what in your, can you describe in your words as a emerging student, that original impulse, what is that of chiropractic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously we could do an entire podcast on that. So in a concise way, if not numerous, right? And maybe that even is what we're doing. You know, I would say for me, it goes back to what Didi said. And keep in mind, you know, my background is going to be a little bit more, you know, towards this aspect of chiropractic. But it's the unification of the spiritual and the physical. Right. And I would even bring in, you know, the mental body, the emotional body, these different aspects of ourselves that can either be in resonance or in dissonance. And, you know, when force, intelligence matter, right? You know, when that force enters in the body in that beautiful way, and it creates this resonance, you know, with intelligence, matter, and there's just this harmony. And all of a sudden, that person, I mean, we have to, in my opinion, we have to be talking more about the mental impulse. We have to be, because in school, we don't really get that. At Sherman, definitely. At Life West, it's present. But in my opinion, not enough. We have to get back to asking the question of what is an adjustment? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we could understand that as a profession. We wouldn't be messing around with electrostim. I mean, if we could understand what an adjustment is, that there are few things, if any, on the planet that is more of a blessing and a privilege to be able to do with someone, to be able to help unify their spiritual nature with their physical expression. To me, that in an essential way, that is the essential nature of chiropractic.
And that's crucial that, you know, people, it's crucial for chiropractors to realize that they're instrumental into the evolution and transformation of the planet. So with that, how does chiropractic play a part in the evolution of mankind?
Yeah, humankind, yeah, totally. So many ways to go with that, you know. I think it's that small slip, you know. It's affecting a nation, you know, affecting all of humanity. And I think that we need to, in my perspective, we need to begin to see ourselves as facilitators of a process, and recognizing that at all times there's this innate, this universal and innate process that's happening. And in a sense, as chiropractors, we're here to be stewards of that. We're here to really facilitate this grand symphony of life itself. And so if we are, in fact, evolving as a humankind, if that is truly happening, then who else has the technology in which to tune this organism of humanity in such a way that we can actually live to what our birthright is as a people, you know, our destiny as a humankind? Who else but chiropractors then to facilitate the harmony of this evolution? No one, in my opinion. We are perfectly positioned in what is happening on our planet right now. There is no one else that has a technology, in my understanding. And for me, I choose to be deeply involved in network. For me, that's personally what I feel is positioned the best to really help facilitate the evolution of humanity into this second tier of consciousness that we so often talk about. We're the ones that we've been waiting for.
Yep, and then that is a perfect segue to something you sent us, which is, we asked you your favorite quote, which was, "As we see ourselves, so we see the world." What can you say about that relative to this discussion we've been sharing?
Yeah, so the nervous system, right? You know, I'm sure this has been said before, I don't know, but something I always love to say is that the nervous system is the most physical expression of the spiritual world and the most spiritual expression of the physical. And I'm sure you'll let me know if someone said that before, but because if someone knows, it's you. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like this window. As we see ourselves, are we subluxated? Do we see a subluxated world? Are we clear? Do we see a clear world? Are we loving? Do we see a loving world? You know, are we compassionate? We see a compassionate world. You know, we go out, if our spinal cord is in a certain pattern, right? I mean, that is emitting information. That there's this resounding tone. I mean, it's like, come on, as chiropractors, it's like to even be able, this should be so foundational. This should be our foundation. But I mean, we have a pattern in our spinal cord, the most essential aspect of our physical being. we will entrain to that in the world. If we're angry, we're going to meet angry people. And why? Because life is intelligent. There's a lesson there. It's not because we're doomed. It's because that is the lesson we're broadcasting to life that we need to learn. We're saying, hey, I haven't processed this. I need someone to show up in my life to help me learn this lesson. And so as we see ourselves, as we exist, that is the reflection that we will get from the infinite, because it's all us. It's all us. From my perspective, there is only one. And that's a non-dual philosophy. Maybe not for everyone, but for me, that's my truth.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for sharing today on the podcast. As I said, if you're listening to this and enjoyed it, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Number B, thank you for rising up to Mile High stage. And we look forward to seeing who the student winner is next year, because it was very fun to have you. And of course, being at the last four Mile High events as a student, we were psyched to welcome you back as a doctor in future years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
Outstanding. Yeah. So thank you. And again, thank you all for being a Mile High fan and helping us raise up Tick and raise up the consciousness of Tick on chiropractors and chiropractic teams around the world. We look forward to seeing you at Mile High 2020, which is August 20th to 23rd. Registration is actually now open, so you can grab your seats at www.milehigh2020.com, and we look forward to seeing you there. I will guarantee you this, the registration rates now will never be lower than it will be right now. So you want to clear your calendar now and lock in success in 2020. So we look forward to seeing you there. Alec, thank you so much for sharing today.
Thank you so much for everything, Danny. Thank you.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.